Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul made the announcement Wednesday.
Breaking news, there are reports that the suspect has been arrested.
62-year-old Frank James, wanted in connection to the Brooklyn subway shooting, was arrested in Manhattan's East Village after turning himself in through Crime Stoppers. Officials did not comment on the motive behind the shootings, saying that an investigation into the matter is still ongoing. Commercial truckers bringing in produce and other goods from Mexico are protesting a new rule by Texas Governor Greg Abbott requiring additional inspection, resulting in extremely long wait times and the shutdown of at least one border crossing. Governor Abbott has been complaining the federal government is not doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration into his state. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A woman who was duct taped to her seat aboard an American Airlines plane after she allegedly attacked a crew and tried to open the door mid-flight faces an $81,950 fine, the largest handed out by the FAA. The FAA also proposed a fine of $77,272, the second largest ever, against a woman aboard a Delta flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta on July 16th of last year. Midterm elections are starting to unfold in America. Katie Lewis now takes us to Ohio and the gubernatorial race.
Ohio's Republican governor locked his state down early on in the pandemic, but now Mike DeWine is working to win over more conservative voters as he runs for a second term. DeWine remains the favorite to emerge from a May 3rd primary. Recent polls show DeWine in a comfortable position heading into the primary. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The 2024 Democrat presidential primaries may look different from previous years after the DNC panel voted Wednesday to give new states the chance to hold early primaries. States like Iowa and New Hampshire often fight bitterly to keep the coveted first-in-the-nation status. The DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee voted to allow states to apply to hold early primaries and set dates for them to do so. States will need to send a letter of intent by early May. As the White House announces another $800 million supply package for Ukraine's fight against invading Russia, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on ABC News explaining the goals of the Biden administration.
The bottom line is this. There must be accountability, and the United States will work with the international community to make sure there's accountability. In the meantime, though, we're not going to wait for that. We are going to get Ukraine the weapons it needs to beat back the Russians, to stop them from taking more cities and towns where they commit these crimes, and also to squeeze the Russian economy to increase the pressure and the costs on Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin and the Russian government. That's what we're going to do, and we intend to work in lockstep with our allies and partners in support of the Ukrainians as they defend their country.
Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. That works out to $54.20 per share, and many experts believe at that price, Twitter can't say no. USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And is, are you in? Okay, because it requires all hands on deck. After all, this is a government up for by we the people, not by somebody who's on top of the totem pole. I don't know what she was talking about. It's just so insane. But I guess I do know, because that's the attitude. That's the perception that the ruling elite has, is that they're on the top of the totem pole. We don't have totem poles here in America, okay? That doesn't exist. We the people, the way this is set up is that we are in the position of authority. The reason we are where we are right now is we were somehow led to believe, and I don't know how this happened, it was a slow creep, but here we are. We've allowed this ruling elite to take over and tell us what we should do, how high we should jump, when we should be locked down, if we should wear a mask, not wear a mask, and of course all the insanity that we went through for the last 2.5 years, thank you very much, COVID. But the deal is we have the opportunity to take the experience, good, bad, indifferent, that we went through as a result of COVID and decide, okay, what are we going to do? What did we learn when it comes to COVID, and especially when it comes to medical emergencies and what we have on hand, and, you know, who's in control of these prescriptions and, you know, all these, you know, solutions, medical solutions that we have, who's in control of that? And then you realize, you go, well, that's not America. Could it be China? You know? Anyway, Dr. Syed Haider is with us, and he is going to tell us about what medicines we should have stocked in our homes, and break it down for us, and also kind of help open your eyes wide open to realize the danger. I mean, we may be on the other side of this, but like anything, it's all about preparation. Dr. Haider, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for sounding the alarm here, because that's one thing that we did learn. We thought we could count on our government to have all the supplies we needed, and here it is. We found out very quickly that money was not allocated appropriately, though it was assigned to make sure that there was plenty of emergency PPE equipment, all these other devices, and vaccines and everything that were supposed to be available. Suddenly, we looked in the shelves and they were empty. What happened?
Yeah, so what happened is that China, we've offshored all our manufacturing to China, and especially prescription drugs. They have control of 97% of the market for antibiotics and other prescription drugs, and they're not our friends, okay? Mm-hmm. We can all, I think, agree on that at this point, that at any point, they could hold this gun to our head. You know, like if they decide to go after Taiwan and we sanction them, they'll sanction us right back, and they'll hold the gun to our head that, hey, we control all of this stuff. You know, everything that you buy, including the medications that you depend on, your entire population depends on, comes from us. You know, we'll just stop shipping them. Or
kind of amazing. You know, you think about it, Dr. Hyder. Here we are, America. We did all the R&D. We invested everything into it, and then we outsource it to a dangerous foe that wants to replace us and hold a gun over our heads like this? I mean, is there any forecast to where we can bring the manufacturing of these drugs back home where they belong, where they originated?
So unfortunately, the way the economics works is this is what happens when you're the global reserve currency. You have this balance of payments problem. You have this issue where you end up offshoring your productive capacity and sending your dollars overseas, and other people start to hold on to them. So I don't know. I mean, it's so complicated. You have to be like a Nobel Prize winning economist to sort this out. But obviously, you know, we could put in place, you know, like what Trump wanted to do. We could, you know, re-onshore manufacturing, put in place, you know, make Chinese products more expensive, right?
Yes.
You know, that's the simplest solution. Make other products from other countries more expensive, you know, put up tariffs and things like that. And so that's what he was aiming for. And I think that's the easiest solution, right? But who knows whether that's going to happen, when it'll happen. In the meantime, I think people need to understand that the most, you know, you can get access to food and water here. You can put it in your house and you can store it up. But prescription drugs are a whole other ball game, right? Like, you need to find a doctor who may be willing to prescribe them. And I know doctors will often prescribe, like, a, you know, drug for diarrhea if you go to Mexico, or, you know, maybe they'll give you a Z-Pak if you get bronchitis every winter or something. But what is really important is to have, like, basically a few broad-spectrum antibiotics that can cover anything that could happen to you. So not just Cipro for diarrhea or, you know, a Z-Pak for bronchitis, but you need something like Augmentin or Amoxicillin to cover, you know, pneumonia. Doxycycline can also cover, sinusitis, pneumonia, strep throat, can be covered by Amoxicillin. Cephalexin to cover UTIs, metronidazole to cover things like C. diff. And so there's basically six kind of foundational antibiotics that I've identified that basically are the things that we prescribe day in, day out, right?
Exactly.
So it becomes 99.9%.
But this has nothing related to COVID, because one of the things that I understand, doctor, and you can confirm this, is I was told by my doctor that now pharmacists have the authority to squelch an order from a doctor in some of these pharmacies, which I find quite astounding. Wait a minute, you know, the doctor has ordered this prescription, and now I guess the powers to be have empowered these pharmacies to scrutinize these orders. Maybe not for the everyday, elements that we're talking about, these antibiotics, but for anything that's COVID related.
For anything COVID related, your local CVS, you know, especially ivermectin. That's the drug that has like the, you know, the on its back, you know, the target on its back right now. Hydroxychloroquine used to be that drug that was vilified. Right now it's ivermectin. So you can always go to a mail-order pharmacy. You know, we've identified patriotic, you know, American mail-order pharmacies that can ship, you know, across state lines, and there's no problem. You can get your drugs oftentimes way cheaper from, you know, these mail-order pharmacies that aren't marking them up so heavily. So that problem can be solved pretty easily. And then just to get back to, like, what you should have on hand, that there's two kind of important classes of drugs. One is, like, just you have to realize that before the era of antibiotics, if you got, like, a little paper cut and you got infected, you could lose your arm or you could lose your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the little minor things that could otherwise be treated so easily nowadays, you know, they could be life-threatening or limb-threatening in the past before the era of antibiotics. So antibiotics is important. But the other thing that's really important for millions of Americans, tens of millions of Americans, are their chronic drugs, like high blood pressure meds, diabetes meds. And it's not just the supply chain in China, right? Like, you could have something like another Hurricane Katrina, right? It wiped out like 90,000 square miles of territory from West Florida to East Texas, and obviously New Orleans was hit the most. And people in New Orleans, you know, they had trouble refilling their meds for weeks.
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't just a few days, and they had trouble getting out of New Orleans, right? It's not like they could just, like, jump in a taxi cab and drive to another, you know, state or another city and, you know, check in with another pharmacy, another doctor. It wasn't that easy. They couldn't even get out of the city. It was so destroyed. So having access to, like, 4 to 6 weeks supply of your own chronic medications is also really important, because if you suddenly quit cold turkey on high blood pressure meds, you know, you can have a stroke, you can have a heart attack, you can go into a diabetic coma if you're on, like, insulin and you suddenly run out. So So those kind of things, those are really important to have in addition to antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. And those right now are easily accessible, you're telling me, right?
You know, you can come to my go-to doc. You can register for free, ask all your questions on this topic or any other topic, and we'll answer them for you. If you do want these kind of prescriptions and you can't get them from your own doctor, then we are available online. You know, most of the country at this point is mygotodoc.com. But certainly go talk to your doctor about your concerns and, you know, and about, you know, hey, you can even get our free ebook that tells you which six antibiotics, you know, we recommend.
Exactly. Stand by. We've got more on the other side. Stay with us.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With Dr. Syed Bahaider, his website, mygotoduck.com. Great resource for him. Make sure you got that on your refrigerator and, you know, save it on your browser, mygotoduck.com. And we're going to talk a little bit more about these, again, as a reminder of these antibiotics that you need to be prepared and keep on hand just in case, especially because of all the geopolitical implications, what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, what potentially is around the corner with China. Lord have mercy. So preparation is something that we need to be mindful of. I was talking with Dr. Heider earlier because I was just exposed to a documentary. And I'm bringing this up prematurely, but he seems to understand what's going on, so maybe he can break it out. Because this was quite shocking to me when I heard about remdesivir and the component, a component of remdesivir, and how this is being used. Now, I've read in some cases, people say, hey, this is, you know, the miracle drug, we should have it. Others going, no, this thing is dangerous. It's actually killing people. And to try to keep it out of the realm of the conspiratorial, because this is probably one of these conversations that if we were dependent on Facebook or Twitter or any of the other social media realms, they would cancel us in a heartbeat, because this has to do with the heartbeat of what this radio show is all about. And that is, let's pursue the truth no matter where it leads, for the common interest and for the common good. This is what this is all about. So, Dr. Heider, explain as simply as you can, because I know this can be complex, remdesivir, and help us understand why the CDC would only prescribe remdesivir as the choice vehicle when people come into the hospital for you know, suffering from COVID. And now I understand that they've recently said that not only will that be the only choice that you have inside the hospital, but it'll also be the only choice you have outside of the hospital. So break it down for us, if you would.
Right. So I think we have to go back to, I think, what Brian Artis first kind of was alerting the world to, you know, recently with the Watch the Water documentary. What he was saying were basically these points. So one, COVID virus itself, the spike protein on the virus has homology or similarities, like it's a protein that's found in snake venom. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does snake venom do to you? One of the effects that it has is it thins the blood and causes you to bleed. And that's one of the ways that it kills you, is by thinning your blood, increasing what he calls the prothrombin time. You know, it's a lab test. It's a
right.
Lab
which
test.
Is the same thing will happen if you got bitten by a snake, right? This is what it
right,
would do.
Right. That's what happens right. If you get bitten by a snake. Mm-hmm. So first of all, the spike protein is the toxic element of COVID-19, the virus. Okay. And also the toxic element in the injection. The spike protein gets in your body. It causes all the inflammation. Causes a cytokine storm. And then remdesivir is being used to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir, you know, the interesting thing about that is it also increases your bleeding time, or your prothrombin time, makes you more prone to bleeding, and you have to monitor that mm-hmm. before and after you're using remdesivir to make sure that it's not headed up into the territory where you start to bleed out. So it's unusual that we would use remdesivir for COVID-19. Not just because of the bleeding time, but mainly because it doesn't work. So there's a lot of studies that have been done on remdesivir. You know, the pharmaceutical companies that, you know, I think Gilead, whoever manufactures it.
Yeah, Gilead is one.
Yeah, they have one study that shows that it may work a little bit, okay? And then there's like three or four other studies and some independent studies that show it doesn't work at all. And so the FDA, you know, has this double standard. For some reason, they approve remdesivir based on very weak data when we have, you know, studies and thousands of studies and tens of thousands of patients for hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you know, most of them are very positive. Very few of them are supposedly negative, and a lot of them were designed incorrectly anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I'd have to speculate to answer, like, why are they pushing remdesivir? I mean, first of all, it costs like $4,000 for a course, right? So that's, mm-hmm. that's one issue, right? The pharmaceutical companies are in bed with the FDA, and yeah. if something costs $4,000, it's going to get approved, if, you know, versus something that costs 3 cents. You know,
yes, like right, exactly. Well, the other thing too, I understand from Dr. Artis, is that they authorize two packs of five injections per pack. And he determined that by the ninth injection, so the second pack, people are bleeding out. and which I find, you know, quite interesting, because it's like we're not monitoring the results. And like you said, you can go down a slippery road of, you know, grab your tinfoil hat and get real conspiratorial here. But the fact of the matter is, as you said, it doesn't work. But even worse yet, it doesn't work, and it's killing people because it seems to be more venomous than, you know, as he explains this one text that he got from a friend that said, you know, if you got bit by a snake, what would you do? He said, well, I'd go to a hospital and get an anti-venom injection. This is exactly.
Right.
So why would you go to a hospital and get a...
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the important point about that anti-venom, you know, message was that anti-venom is made from antibodies, right? It's basically polyclonal antibodies, which are, you know, basically multiple antibodies. So what he was drawing a similarity to the fact that we use monoclonal antibodies, right? Also antibodies. They're just not polyclonal. They're monoclonal. But it's basically the same product, but it's specific for COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
The point of that text was to, like, draw his attention to the fact that basically monoclonal antibodies are similar to, like, an anti-venom for the virus, right?
Yes.
So,
right.
So the virus itself has this spike protein, which appears to have been, you know, created in the lab to mirror kind of like a protein that's found in snake venom. And we have monoclonal antibodies, which are kind of like an anti-venom for the virus. And the government is not really pushing those. It's actually not recommending them, right? So, and it pulled a lot of them, right? In the middle of the pandemic, it pulled
exactly.
Them out.
Well, I'm based in Florida. I'm based in Florida, and Governor DeSantis was cut short in the supply of monoclonal antibodies, and which was quite disturbing. And the people here in Florida were up in arms about it. But hey, look at this is what our government is doing, and it seems quite diabolical.
Yeah, so they pulled the ones that were being used before, and then they authorized a new one. But certainly there was a disruption in supply. A lot of people still wanted to use them. Doctors and patients were like, you know, it's better than nothing, right? It's better than Remdesivir. If I have access to nothing else, at least, you know, I can try the monoclonal antibodies. I mean, it's certainly better than an injection, right? Those injections were created based on the original Wuhan variant of the virus, and we're using them to prevent Omicron, right? So why can't we use monoclonal antibodies that were working just like a month before for a prior variant on the new variant, right? So there's not a lot of sense that's being made at the highest levels. You know, they're not really logical decisions sometimes. And the data that's being used is very, you know, holy. You know, there's a lot of holes in it, and
exactly.
You can argue with their decision. Yeah.
Not holy like Easter, holy like, you know, there's a lot of, like Swiss cheese, the holy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you see, and this is what has people confused. And when you have a government saying that everybody should get a shot, a booster, and follow this protocol, they no longer trust this government, because they said, look, all we needed to have is the injection and then COVID would be dead. Well, of course, you know, that was pretty aspirational, if not over the top. And I think most in the medical profession realize that to be, you know, the case. And so now here they are. They're stuck with, you know, with the environment that they've created.
Yeah, and it's hard to overstress how dangerous these injections have played out. You know, it's played out that they are killing people, they're harming people. Tens of millions of people probably at this point have kind of a chronic, you know, disease from these injections, because, you know, they cause similar syndrome to long COVID, right? And it's from the spike protein getting into your body, being, you know, sent to like cells all over your body that are creating, you know, they're taking in the mRNA, they're producing the spike protein, it's causing inflammation everywhere, in your heart, in your ovaries, in your brain, all these places that the natural virus doesn't actually get to usually in most infections, right?
So you're saying we're loaded up with a time-release time bomb, so to speak, maybe? Or is that too far?
The crazy thing about the injections is the mRNA in the injections has been artificially strengthened, so it lasts for at least weeks, if not months, and maybe even indefinitely. We don't even know how long it lasts. And so people are creating the spike protein. They've turned into spike protein factories, you know, and we've found that they are continuing to produce spike protein for weeks and weeks after the injection, whereas the natural infection, you're done with it in a few days, okay?
Right.
And that was how the injection was supposed to work, but it's not working like that.
Well, Dr. Syed Haider has been our guest, and boy, brings a lot to the table. Again, you know, you check it out for yourself. We're continuing to investigate and go deeper into this. And Dr. Haider, thank you so much for, you know, simplifying this and helping us understand. But the key point of what we were talking about earlier is the shaky supply chains have been causing, you know, prepping to go mainstream. Now, what medicine should be stocked in your home before disaster strikes? Go to the website, mygotodoc.com. www.theoldwayofliving.com, or download this interview once again and listen and study it and get prepared. Dr. Hyder, thank you for being with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul made the announcement Wednesday.
Breaking news. There are reports that the suspect has been arrested.
62-year-old Frank James, wanted in connection to the Brooklyn subway shooting, was arrested in Manhattan's East Village after turning himself in through Crime Stoppers. Officials did not comment on the motive behind the shootings, saying that an investigation into the matter is still ongoing. Commercial truckers bringing in produce and other goods from Mexico are protesting a new rule by Texas Governor Greg Abbott requiring additional inspection, resulting in extremely long wait times and the shutdown of at least one border crossing. Governor Abbott has been complaining the federal government is not doing enough to stop the surge of illegal immigration into his state. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? You know, on this remdesivir, when I found out about it, as I mentioned earlier, hoping to get Dr. Brian Artis on the show as well. But a great documentary, a great piece, excellently produced about what is happening. And I get it. You know, with all the information and faux information and narratives and all these things out there, it can be confusing and brain bruising. And you wonder, gosh, who do I trust? And the fact of the matter is, Benjamin Franklin said, don't trust anybody, you know. So, we need to be skeptical about all these things, because all that's been prescribed to us, regarding COVID, are you standing on solid ground and trusting what they've been telling us? I've got to bring my good friend, Pastor Carl Gallups, on with us. He's a prophecy expert, critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, former decorated law enforcement officer, only because he just couldn't figure out what to do with his life, you know? And he figured just keep on doing everything, you know? What you kind of remind me of, I remember talking with Harry Chapin once, right? You might remember Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle, and
yes,
what a talented and gifted man. And he said that He didn't want to say at the end of his life, I wish I'd have done that. So he like did everything. I mean, he was just so gifted and talented, you know, like you. You know, you just, you know, for the rest of us who are just trying to make it through life with the mere, you know, little minutest of any kind of talent that we may have, you know, we come alongside you and we feel like, gosh, we're really, you know, just kind of like nothing.
Oh, hush. Hush, brother. Hey, listen, you know, even you thought that was silly. By the time you finished, you started laughing. Hey, listen, the gifted and the talented part, that's highly questionable, but wanting to do as much as I could do in life that was yes, legal and helpful, yes, I have. And also, just, you know, since God put his calling upon me some decades ago, and I won't bore your audience with all that long story, but the bottom line is that he never ceases to amaze me with the yeah, doors he opens and the unctions that he puts in my heart to try new things like writing. I mean, I didn't write my first book until, gosh, I guess 10 or 11 years ago. Now I've written 13, and I've ghostwritten some books, and I've written chapters and whole sections for other best-selling authors for their books, and I know, where did that come from? I keep asking myself. It was God. And, yeah, and of course, that opened up a huge platform for media to preach and teach these truths to the whole world. So, yeah, it's just been an amazing journey, brother. So much of it is a shock to me.
Yeah. No, I can relate, Carl, because, you know, friends who I grew up with, and they'll listen to the show and they'll say, where did you get that from? We know you. You're not that smart.
I know.
I go, wait, exactly. I'm not fooling you. I'm not fooling anybody. I mean, yeah, it's totally God. I mean, yeah, these things, you know, because look at, you know, like you do a national radio show yourself. It's international as well. And you get these experts that come up and, you know, the Holy Spirit inspires you.
Yeah.
And, oh, what about this? What about this? You know, and you go, wow. And that's the stuff that comes up. And you just go, thank you. Thank you, God, because we're here to bless the audience. You know, as my old mentor used to say, you know, when I was in the radio business in Los Angeles, he said, your job every time you open up the microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response from your audience.
That's right. That's right.
I thought that was so powerful. And I've held on to that.
Yeah, no, you're right. And to add an exclamation point onto what you just said a moment ago about your friend saying, where'd this come from? This, you're not that smart. When I wrote my first book, The Magic Man in the Sky, and by the way, I picked it up the other day. Remember, I've written 13, and I don't just sit around and read my books, good gracious, no, because writing them and editing them, you read them literally, and that word literally is overused, but I mean literally.
Yeah.
I will read through each book before it finally arrives in people's hands, oh, 30 or 40 times in editing and editing and re-editing and editing. And so anyway, the bottom line is my first book, I went back and was reading through it the other day, and I said, good gosh, this is good. Did I?
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the deal. Mm. So I remember when I first published it that a university president here on the Gulf Coast, a large university, University of Mobile, I wound up becoming one of the on the board of regents there. President Mark Foley, Dr. Foley, got a hold of a copy of it. He read it. He called me up and he said, and he knew me. You know, we had known each other for some years through ministry and business, and he said, Carl, who wrote this book? It insulted me. Yeah. Was it a ghostwriter? I said, what do you mean, who wrote this book? He said, who wrote this book? You didn't.
Wow.
That's what he said. But he didn't mean it ugly. He started laughing, and he said, no, brother. He said, I know you wrote it, but this is from God. He said,
yeah,
this,
no.
He said, this doesn't. This did not come from you. And,
yeah,
and I said, no, you're right. I said, I know what you're trying to say. So anyway, we're saying all of that to say thank you for your gracious introduction. But so much of what's happened in my life, I look back on it and I think, who is that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
who is that guy?
And here we are, Carl, at this space and time, as Esther would say, for a time such as this.
Correct.
And we're looking geopolitically, you know, what is going on, Ukraine, Russia, America abandoning its authority position as a democratic republic, the communist Chinese, you know, stretching out their wings and wanting to take over America's position. America probably at the weakest point it has ever been in the history of of this country.
Yeah.
And you go, here we are. And I think I shared with you the last time is that in my prayers, as I've been praying, you know, specifically for Ukraine and also for, the people in East Turkestan, the Uyghurs and others, other persecuted groups around the world. I said, God, you know, all I can pray is your will be done. You know, your kingdom come. That is the standard, because I don't know if all this is taking us, if all this that's happening right now is taking us to the road of the final days and the final chapter of the book of Revelations. Who am I to get in the way of that?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. And if you're asking my opinion on what you just said, may I give it?
Of course. That's why I'm...
Well,
yes.
No. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. That's why you had me come, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Carl, what's your opinion? Well, no, but listen, the answer is this. I want you to hear it all the way through, audience, because the answer is, yes, that's exactly what this is. Now, having said that, let me say, I'm not a date setter. I'm not an alarmist. I don't run around just claiming the sky is falling like Chicken Little. But listen, the word of God is so clear. From the Garden of Eden and the fall, and in the garden, God said to Satan, from the womb of a woman is going to come a male child that will crush and destroy your kingdom. He says, crush your head, and that's what he means. From that point forward to the book of Revelation, the closing chapters of the restitution of all things and the new heaven and the new earth, all of history, all of man's story, all of life has been about Satan first looking for that seed, looking for that child, trying to destroy him, which is why we wind up in the New Testament with the temptation in the wilderness, and then dogging him right up to the crucifixion, filling Judas with the spirit of Satan himself to get Jesus on that cross, thinking that was going to destroy him. But it was all a setup from the beginning. Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Satan didn't know it. He did not know it. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that if the rulers of that age had only known, they would not have crucified the Son of God.
Exactly.
Well, they didn't know, and they did crucify him under Satan's leadership because he thought he was getting control of it. And then the Bible goes on to tell us that, look, from that point forward, woe be unto the earth, because Satan has been thrown down, and he knows his days are numbered, and he's filled with rage. So listen, now we are living in the time when Israel has prophetically returned, a 2,800-year-old prophecy. Jerusalem has been returned as the chief city of Israel, another 2,800-year-old prophecy. Exponential explosion in technology, such that all of the technological advancements spoken of in the book of Revelation, we're the first generation to see every one of them and say, yep, we've got that, or we're getting ready to have it. We can go on and on. The alignment of the nations of Ezekiel 38 are taking place right before our eyes. Muslims see it, Jews see it, Orthodox rabbis see it, Christians see it, prophecy experts see it. You can't deny it.
Yeah.
We're the only generation to have this convergence.
Got to go to break. More from Carl Gallup.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, the thing this week is that sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And even as Danny Gokey is singing, you know, don't lose hope. Because maybe you just haven't seen it yet, especially when we're talking about prophecy. You know, we know in part, we prophesy in part. We know this, we can have the confidence. I mean, when God has been 1,000% on his batting average for two-thirds of what has been prophesied, you know, the chances of him staying at 1,000% for the remaining third, I think pretty good, Carl Gallups. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, it's almost like God knows what he's doing.
Imagine that. Hey, speaking of real quick thought, and then I want to get back and let you put a bow around what we were talking about in the first segment here. And as you were talking, you know, everything that Satan does is it's always he steals the grand idea that God has because he can't create anything of his own. So he's got to, you know, he's got to hijack it. So my thought was, is here's Satan and he's thinking, you know, here I am. Here's the sacrificial lamb that's going to the cross, and he's going to the cross for me, Satan. He's not thinking that it's going to the cross for God, God's intent. He thinks it's all about him. Yeah. So he's high-fiving with all the other, you know, satanic forces and everything, thinking, hey, this is all that's happening because he is now, once again, he has put his head above God as if five times enough in heaven wasn't enough. He decides, okay, we're going to do it here at this climatic moment, and the offering that was there for God Almighty, he wanted to hijack and thought it was for him.
Yeah.
No, what do you think? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. Matter of fact, I make the theological argument, and I use scripture to prove it. And I won't bore your audience with all of that right now, but it's in several of my books, and it's not boring in my books. But anyway,
of course not.
I make the theological argument that up until the cross itself, up until the resurrection, he was thinking he was going to fulfill that Isaiah, that Isaiah chapter 11, where he five times declares that he is going to exalt himself to the throne of God. And well, so I use the scriptures to show that, look, he's the one that entered into Satan. Jesus said that.
Mm-hmm.
Satan has entered into it. And then who delivered him to the cross? Judas did.
Yes, right.
Where was Satan? In him. And then Paul comes along later and says, if the rulers had only known, they wouldn't have done it. Well, they didn't know. That means Satan didn't know until the resurrection if he had actually pulled it off. But once he began to understand that this was somehow some divine being from the throne of God, perhaps even God himself in the flesh, and he's thinking Satan's so arrogant, he had to be thinking something like, if God is so foolish to enter my domain in the flesh as a mere mortal, then I can kill God.
Yes.
And then I can exalt myself to the throne of God like I promised I would. I think that's what he had in his arrogant, narcissistic mind.
Right. And then came Sunday.
And then came Sunday, brother. That's why we celebrated.
Amen.
And think about it. In the year 2020, the first time in 2,000 years since the birth of the church, the whole globe was basically forbidden to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you, 2020, when we turn that corner and into the COVID years and everything that happened and all the political expediency of the big global voices of seizing the moment, you know, never letting a good crisis go to waste, brother, something deeply dark and spiritual happened, and Satan put his thumbprint on it by shutting the churches of the world down on Resurrection Sunday.
Amen. And an indication that we're drawing nigh.
Yes.
The time is drawing nigh.
Yes.
And as we draw closer and closer, get ready for even more chaos and more persecution of the church. But, as you said the last time, and I wrote this down, Carl, because I thought this was profound. You said the world at its worst needs a church at its best.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You remember saying that? That was brilliant.
I appreciate it, brother. And yes, I often preach that biblical truth, and you're absolutely right. I mean, we have got to be, we're living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus, but that should not unsettle us. God's got this. He's in charge.
Amen.
I mean, we go to church every Sunday and we sing hymns of faith and trust in Jesus. And so in the Word of God, we proclaim we're standing on this Word because it's true. Well, then if we are, then let's do. We are the Noahs of our age, brother. We are the Lots of our age. We're the Esthers. We're the Deborahs. We're the men and women of faith who, in spite of the world acting like the lost world it is, in spite of us living in the midst of it like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Babylon, we've been put here for such a time as this. So buck up, put a smile on our face, square our shoulders, stand in the Word, keep our head on a swivel, and let's get out there and be the ambassadors for Jesus Christ that the kingdom of God has called us to be.
Unless we forget, Jesus told us directly, said, hey, look at the miracles that you see me doing. You will do even greater miracles because guess what? I'm at the right hand of the Father. I'm cheering you on.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, so it's like, okay, hello, like you said. And right now, this is a call for the church. Yes, persecution is coming. Yes, it's going to intensify. But, and it will only, you'll feel it all the more if you want to hold on to the temporal and not release your lives to the eternal, right?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. Like Lot's wife was told, don't look back. And you know, people say, well, what's that? That sounds like some fairy tale. She looked back and turned into salt. Well, no, here's the deal. Jesus tells us in the New Testament, he says, don't be like Lot's wife who turned and went back and lost her life.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing about looking back, that's a Hebrew expression that means look, I could say to you, listen, brother, you and I are going to do this thing together, right? And you say, yeah, let's do it. And I say, all right, now don't look back now. Don't look back. And
right.
What I mean is, don't go back.
Yes.
And so many of God's people are, or at least people who call themselves God's people, and I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying we're watching this phenomena of the church being weeded out, just like Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
And so many are deciding to choose the world and
right.
the fear and the devastation. They say, oh, we, you know, and look what I will lose if I follow. People won't like me, and I'll lose followers on Twitter. And, and brother, we're watching it right before our face.
Exactly. And Paul told us clearly, let go of those things.
Yeah.
And reach for that higher calling, but you got to remember what the higher calling is, and that's something that we often forget. But it's also why, you know, Moses had admonished the children of Israel, you know, three times a day, you know, you pray the Shema, you know, the Lord thy God is one. You know, we've got to get back to those first principles to remember what it's all about, what we're about, and also the grand commission that Jesus left us with. You know, how many people are we bringing into the kingdom every moment of the day, if that is our focus? And we get off focus sometimes. We start thinking about me, myself, and I, our personal Holy Trinity, and we lose sight of that, and then we wonder why we're not at peace, why chaos enters our life. And it's like, okay, we hit the reset button. Remember, go back to first principles and be about the Father's business.
Absolutely. And we're living in an age of so many distractions, and most of them are just pure demonic. I mean,
yes.
They just are. And not all of them are, but sometimes we create our own distractions. But we just, you know, the world is just, it moves so quickly, and everything is technology and internet and instantaneous everything, global communication information systems 24/7 pounding us continually. And so, you know, and people get sucked into that and lured into it, and family time is kind of put aside, and investing in the lives of other people is put aside, investing in our children and our spouses and families is put aside, and that's what Satan does. And people kind of just wander away, if you will, if they ever were really a part of the faith. And so that's happening, and Jesus told us it would happen.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're watching it all unfold right before us.
But in this Holy Week here, Carl, we're reminded of the good news.
Yes.
And we got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
And I just want you to share, you know, from your heart, the significance of Easter. Why Easter is such a high holiday for people of faith and Christians.
Yeah, no, listen, here's the thing. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changed the world. It changed the calendars. It changed millions of lives in the first century. People, you know, went to their deaths as martyrs over the fact of the resurrection. I mean, it's a historical fact that stands like a brick wall that it's insurmountable. Many atheists have tried. Many of them have come to Christ once they've tried academically and dug into this thing. So here we are. It's the centerpiece of our preaching, our worship, and everything. That's why we should celebrate. And for those that are thinking, how can I get right with the Lord? Let me just say, Romans 10:9 says it all. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and then you shall be saved.
And let me tell you, the testimonies abound, Carl Gallups, of people who have just prayed that prayer and how their lives have been transformed.
Yep.
Almost in an instant.
Yep.
And not only their lives, but the impact and the circle of influence that they have, how that spreads out. And this is God's intent to his glory. He knows that we've fallen short. He understands that. But again, we're reminded every Easter that his love that he has for us is beyond our imaginings. And he is all in, even to this very moment, in the midst of all this craziness, insanity that we're dealing with, the political mess, Ukraine, Russia, and that. God says, he says, hey, you're still mine. I'm still for you, right?
Amen. Amen. I just pray for your audience to have an amazing Resurrection Sunday.
Amen. Carl Gallups has been with us. He's such a dear friend, and I am so grateful for the relationship that we enjoy. And I always love having him on because, you know, you bring such a spirit of peace and common sense that if we were... in chaos for a moment, you've settled us. So thank you so much for doing that, Carl. Oh, be blessed.
Thank you.
You and your family. Happy Easter, my friend. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger.